I need to speak my truth about this, about my practices.
Right, all your enriching rituals.
Yeah. Because they are getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where do I start? First of all, I am one to do a lot of things that are simply because I am gaining anthropological knowledge. I'm a person studier.
Oh my God.
You know, like I love the sick twisted minds of humans.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of like my presence on the internet, I, you know, spend a lot of time on TikTok because I'm like studying human behavior.
Right. That's why.
Yeah. But other than social media, I am often on adult social media. And, you know, whatever. I used to hook up with people from that. Like, I do occasionally, sure. But most of it.
The audience can't hear the face that I'm making about these words, like used to, occasionally.
Yeah, yeah, okay, whatever. But the thing is, well, certainly I don't do it as often as I used to.
Mm.
But the thing is, I can never get off of that stuff because of the actual insane stuff that I witness on there.
No, it's what makes me want to re-download the apps.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I want in on the comedy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it is like a rich text to be
a well
of
psychoses.
Yeah, it's great. One of my favorite Grindr profiles of all time was one. Let me pull it up, and I'm sure, certainly, this won't have to be cut of the 5 minutes of me trying to find this.
Right.
I thought I saved them in a profile in a. album.
And if they do end up being a listener one day and they hear this,
they're definitely
go to your house and cut off our feet so we can escape.
Yeah.
What if it's a co-host?
And you know what? I've actually had that thought. No, certainly not.
Don't know what I put. I don't have my picture on there.
Exactly. Which is why you can gain knowledge about me without my consent. Okay, here's one. So I'm so obsessed with this. It's a Grindr profile that has no picture.
Of course.
And the name on the profile is Plastic Surgery! ! Age 20. And from this screenshot that I took online now, 8 miles away. Okay, I'm going to just read it. This is what the profile says. I'm not in mood tonight. I'm just looking to have friends and possibly sex. I'm not fancy nor a porn star. I'm just a normal guy looking for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting plastic surgery for my face soon. Look more masculine.
Oh.
I'm getting dick surgery, ass surgery, eye surgery, stomach. It just ends on stomach.
Period.
It
might be me. Not more masculine though.
Yeah, certainly we have enough of that.
Yeah.
There's no way I could ever hope to like write something as flagrant as that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish that I could go back in time and really message this person and form some sort of relationship with them so I could really get to the root of what was going on there.
It's one of the two that got away.
Truly.
Do you know the other one?
I'm looking.
Because I know the other one.
Oh, I found it. Okay. So this one is same thing, but we have a little bit more information. Oh, wow. This one's crazy. Okay. So no profile still. No profile picture still. The title or the name is Living in Sewer Soon. Okay. And honestly, this one has a sad undertone.
Oh.
This one is a bit transgressive. This one has like a Dennis Cooper feel to it. Living in sewer soon. And it's like spelled like L-I-V-I-N.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's like, you know. Age 21. 8 miles away again. We have a little more information. They're a top. They're looking for chat, friends, networking, and right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the tags Anon, as in anonymous, and BB, as in bareback.
BB.
Okay, so the About Me says, no job, no drive, no host.
Period.
Not enough food to survive. This is so bad. I had coil immobilization caused me pain 2 years. Radiology left neglected.
Oh.
Me, narcissist. Okay, no. There's no punctuation, so it's a bit hard to read.
Yeah.
Let me start that over. I had coil immobilization caused me pain 2 years. Radiology left neglected. Me. Narcissistic abuse at house. No doctor. Help get it out as well. Barely can eat. Losing weight. Digest difficulties. Crazy grandpa too.
Oh my god.
That one was a bit darker.
That one is like sad.
Yeah.
That crazy one's a cry for help. Too. Crazy grandpa too.
And two is spelled T-O.
What coil?
Coil immobilization.
What is that?
It's like an intestine, I think.
Oh, those coils.
Those coils in there.
For some reason,
there's
I thought
only a few coils in the body.
Well, I thought about like that little snail in your ear.
Embolization. What does that mean?
I thought you said immobilization.
No, it's like E-M-B-O-L-I.
Embolization.
I-Z-A-T-I.
Oh my god. I don't know.
Yeah, well, our doctors on hand are looking at it.
Oh my god, not enough food to eat.
Not enough food to eat. Crazy grandpa too.
Crazy grandpa too. Living in sewer soon.
That
should I check outside? Should I open up the manhole?
We gotta look at these. Yeah.
No, oh my god.
It's sad, but
at best, it's just like a meth head who was just writing whatever one night.
And no, there certainly must be some truth to it. But
yeah, probably.
But definitely someone on drugs.
Yeah,
I think.
Radiology.
Radiologist left me.
It said radiology left untreated.
Radiology left neglected.
Left neglected, bitch.
Left neglected me.
Left neglected me.
Narcissistic abuse at house. No doctor. Help get it out as well. Barely can eat. Losing
help
weight.
Get it out as well is scary.
The help get it out part is like truly, yeah. It's, you know, I hope that person as well.
Yeah.
At this moment, that was you know a long time ago, but
I hope those same words haven't been scratched into the walls of the Arkham Asylum truly, at this moment.
Truly. I mean, yeah. I don't know, but this is, you know, this is what's going on in this area. So, someone needs to be checking in on these people. So, that wasn't my point, though. My point was that I need to come clean about something.
Yeah, these were just fun.
That was some flavor. That was to color, though.
This was trivia.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we do. Okay, never mind. So, this is what I have to talk about. Probably since I was like literally 13, I have been a regular on a chat room website, which I will not tell the name of, obviously.
Infamously
will not divulge
more
information about. But I have frequented it since I was probably about 13. Okay. Whatever, like the like, you know, the shared experience of like everyone my age of like being like
your small age.
Yeah, my small age of like people, you know, like being groomed on the internet at 13 on like Omegle or like on Kick or whatever. This was like that for me.
Yeah, like weirdly enough, you went
I was in the mines.
Well, honestly. You went old school.
Oh yeah.
Instead of like Kick and Omegle, you were on forums,
yeah,
girl. Like
no,
that's
I was in a chat room.
It was before your time.
Right. Because
that's like RT.
Right.
Not that it ever happened to me, but like my generation is like, oh, AIM chat rooms I shouldn't have been in.
Right.
Like that's very much our generation.
Right.
At our big age.
I think that this is like this one specifically is like it's such a niche like corner. And the thing is, like recently I've looked into like what chat rooms are people using now? Like, are there chat rooms that people are using now?
And by chat rooms, you mean forums, or do you mean like instant messaging chat rooms?
Bitch, you know what a chat room is?
Yes, I do.
I'm
but
about instant messaging.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And I can't find one that, like, you know, I can't seem to find one that, like, it seems to be active.
Because the instant messaging chat room is just Discord.
Right. It's like more personal.
Or less.
Yeah, I guess if you like a freak that wants to be in a Discord for like a fandom or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have like remained on this website like on and off, you know, more, you know, whatever. And you know, I have to assume maybe when I first started being on there, it wasn't so much as like a sex adult chat room. Like I do remember like actually people talking about normal things in there. Now it's like pretty much strictly sex based. And as on and off as I've been with like looking, like being on the site, I've also on and off been like having different ways of being on the site, which is like when I first started, I was like 13, so I was like catfishing as someone who's like 19,
right?
Okay. And like using like random pictures of like men, which like whatever, and I wasn't, yeah, like I was talking to men on there. Then at some point, you know, I became my true self and like use real pictures of myself and stuff, whatever. And then at some point a few years ago, I made another catfishing account. And let me just say this. My catfishing is for two reasons. One, for me to study. it is my vessel into spaces that I wouldn't normally be allowed into.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is that of womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You about to get the Big Dipper response.
Oh,
if anyone
my God.
Ever listens to this.
I know. Thank God this is going to come out late enough that that will have already been forgotten and no one will know who Big Dipper is again.
Okay, the thing is, like,
he wasn't catfishing at all, but, like, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not, these aren't real, these are, like, NPCs. Like, I'm not actually moving off-site with these people
exactly.
In any way. Well, sort of, well, I, a bit, but it's not, I'm not doing anything. So, anyway, so this chat room.
Yes.
I, on and off, like, through the years, have, like, used this catfishing profile to, like, talk to men because I'm so interested in the way that they, like, talk to women.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm not interested in it, or, like, I am interested in it, but I'm, like, so fascinated by how crazy they are.
And to not dox yourself, tell me what your name was on there, but not your actual name on there, but something that was similar enough.
Why?
Because I want to see if it's funny.
No, I mean, it's just like a username. It's not like...
Right, but was your username like Desiree Lips?
No. It's actually like really... It's actually funny because my username on there... It is funny.
Yeah.
My username on there is like macabre.
Oh.
And so I get messages from like 50-year-old men being like, what's with your username?
Okay, work.
And I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm making the character three-dimensional.
Oh, yeah.
You know? She's like a beautiful woman, but she's also like kind of scary.
She's well-rounded.
Yeah. So, and it's not like vampire blood.
Right.
It's like horrible visions.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
It's your twisted ankle.
Yeah. So anyway, the man that I'm talking, like one of the men that I've talked to before listening to this being like, wait a second. I swear to God, these people are like NP fucking Cs.
Yeah.
And they're like in the lowest corner of the internet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like it's just like a jackpot for me of like these people who like still are like stuck in this website like I am, and they're just like it's like the Descent. They're like they're like humans that like evolved to like adapt to this environment.
Yeah.
And it's like so fascinating studying them. So, you know, the other reason, of course, at some point, not really anymore, was gender exploration.
Right.
Of course. To which I learned much and nothing.
To which you learned, I'm not a woman. I'm a horse.
I'm a horse. Actually, I'm a broom.
Yeah.
So here's one thing about this. I don't know if it's this site specifically, because even when you Google like adult chat rooms, or like I've tried to Google like keywords that would make it seem like this website would pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't. So I don't know if this is like some semi dark web kind of like website that's like buried under like a million Google searches or something.
Or if their SEO game is just whack.
Exactly. And like, I have to think too, like, who's running this website still, you know?
Who's paying for the server?
No, seriously, I want to know. But
it's some furry in Nebraska.
Fully. And yeah. Actually, there was a point where it was down for a good amount of time. And like, they were like emailing, like, you know, with your email that you signed up with, like emailing being like, we're trying to get it back up. Like whatever. And it was like, it was a peek behind the curtain for like the first time in like decades, because I'd never like got an email from that website or anything. It was like, oh wow, there really is people behind this. Like,
yeah.
It's actually crazy.
it's not like, this, it's not just this weird dream you keep having.
Yeah, it's not this like dark internet entity that has like been like vexing my life forever.
Self-powered through hellfire.
Yeah. So, basically, okay, so what I was saying was, I don't know if it's like just this website or if this is just the case for many sort of forgotten like relics where people communicate on the internet sexually. And I don't know if I can apply this knowledge to the real world or not, but a lot of men, a lot of heterosexual men, are into having sex with dogs. And I'm not talking about furry stuff.
No.
I'm talking about real bestiality.
Quadrupedal.
And not only that as well. There's another thing, which is also incest.
Oh, well, everyone's into that now.
I don't think they are.
Ever since the Gamer Thrones.
Oh, my God. Okay, no.
Baby, it brought it to the mainstream.
It's actually very, like, I have somehow stumbled. I mean, not stumbled. I've been there for a while. But,
right.
But I have really seen the underbelly of society in this sense.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are these men that are genuinely, I don't know if they're practicing, but actually I do know.
Yeah.
I may have seen a picture or two that I shouldn't have.
Ooh.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Not of like
a man fucking a dog.
A dog fucking a man.
Oh.
Okay.
The other way.
Get into it.
That's fierce.
Yeah.
Because you always, you know, the joke that like is kind of true, but also is a joke of like, oh yeah, like the farmer fucking the sheep or whatever.
Oh, it's way beyond that.
Or the pigs or whatever.
Actually, I've also seen pictures of a horse as well.
I feel involved, like...
But that one is more mainstream.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a semi, like, famous clip in, like, the late 2000s.
Oh, there sure was.
Yeah.
There sure was.
Of, like, 10 seconds of, like, a guy getting fucked by a horse.
And he died. Yeah. That guy died. Okay? But I've seen...
What he loved.
I've seen some stuff, yeah. So... You know,
dog fucking a man.
I know.
What breed?
Oh,
did the breeding.
I'm actually like, this is like, I have too much knowledge about this.
Yeah.
It's like, I just feel like I'm like scared that I'm going to get like,
no, this is the exorcism.
Okay. Yeah.
We're putting it into
I'm literally scared.
We're putting it into the cursed VHS.
Not only am I going to be judged by literally anyone listening to this, but I'm also like gonna get like swatted.
No.
Okay.
So, I'll cut it if we need it.
No, this is juicy.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally, there's no preference for breed that I've noticed. It's just always big dogs.
Oh, I wasn't thinking what preference. I was thinking like in the photo you saw.
I couldn't really tell.
Okay. But it makes sense that it'd be big dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I always big dogs. I cartoonishly went right to like not a small dog, because at that point it's like that's just big mouth. But I was thinking like a medium-sized dog would be funniest.
You know, once you see it, it's not funny.
Well, no, nothing's funny about
it. Truly, it's not funny.
I'm able to like take it to a place of humor because I don't actually have the trauma, which is what I'm doing, is laughing about other people's trauma.
Yeah, yeah. Which is me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no. Taking it to a place of humor is the only way to avoid having to confront how existentially horrible it is.
Oh, the eldritch madness that would ensue if I had to really sit with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So like. I haven't really seen like a preference for dog, but like the thing is like right on this website, like you can have public photos and mm-hmm. then you can have private photos that all your friends can see. So you know, I had to learn that when a man who had like has four public photos and it's like three photos of him and then a picture of a dog, which would seem like it's just a picture of his dog.
Right.
But it's apparently his lover.
It's a new kind of dog whistle.
Literally.
Girl.
Literally.
Literally.
Okay. Because trust the Duchess. I'm telling you, once this all clicked in my head, because, you know, it was like, whatever. I'm talking to these men, and then randomly they'll be like, so, would you let a dog fuck you? And I'm like, oh my God. Why do you keep asking me that?
Period.
When I started to click... When I started hearing all the dog whistles,
yeah,
I was like, oh, wow. Oh, this is like a thing.
Yeah.
And I really don't, I don't think it's just this website, because I have talked to plenty of men that aren't, you know, haven't taken it there.
Yeah.
They use the word canine. That's a dog whistle. The letter's canine.
Right.
Okay.
Which is a police code, by Heller. The way. ACAB includes the dog fuckers.
I think any sort of, like, denouncing of humanity is includes the dog fuckers.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it won't be like it won't just say like cane, like into canine on their thing, like
right.
They hide it into like their username or something, right?
Sure.
Where it'll be like K daddy 9 something, like some other word.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like that video, that like thing where that woman's walking down the street and she like sees like all those lesbian words.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, one of them says just like fruit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're all like, yeah.
It's like when Mariah Carey had tweeted ready to party, but she capitalized the T in party. Oh, and everyone was like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's like when Rihanna tweeted super fucking Mario. So that's one thing. I think this is obviously worse to me.
Mm.
The actual like insane incest.
Worse than dog fucking.
The incest is worse to me because more often than not, it seems, and this is something where I'm like, I really don't, because with the dog stuff, I did a little bit of engagement with it, which sounds bad, but I'm just saying that I just asked questions,
yeah,
to just sort of see like, okay, where is this, like what is this all about?
Yeah,
like, are you fucking the dog? Is the dog fucking you? The dog fucking me? Like, am I fucking the dog? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I got those answers. With this, I'm like, I'm not engaging with this at all, and I can't pretend to.
Interesting.
Because it seems like often the incest is like also pedophilic.
Ew.
Well, my follow-up was going to be, what type of incest? Are we talking mostly like dad-daughter and it's just clearly like,
yeah,
exploitative material?
Yeah. I mean, like, I haven't seen any photos. I think they're smart enough to not,
right,
you know,
right.
actually put that anywhere on the internet.
My God.
But, you know, they have definitely messaged me about it, where they'll be like, or like, it'll be like in a fantasy RP where they'll be like, you know, and the thing is, I'm like, it's so normal at the beginning where it's like, oh, I'm kissing your neck. And then it's like, and my daughter's here. And I'm like, bro,
Oh, you're not even the daughter. Right. She's here. No,
sometimes I am the daughter.
Oh, right.
Sometimes the RP is that, like, you're my daughter, mm-hmm. and I catch you, like, with whatever. And I'm like, you're not my father, first of all.
You're not my real dad.
You're not my dad. Like, and then sometimes it's like, even recently, there was one where I was talking to this guy, and he was like, hey, like, I'm looking, this was like less RP, like less fantasy, and just like he was trying to really set something up.
He was trying to adopt you.
Yeah, no, literally. And I was like, you know what? Well, okay. Where he was like, hey, I'm, you know, looking for a woman to marry who has like kids.
Oh.
That will like move her family in with me.
That's dark.
And I was like, I actually think I need to kill you.
That's an actual.
I actually think I need to.
That's actually crazy and dark. Yeah.
So it's getting dark.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not. I mean, yeah. I feel conflicted for many reasons about doing this project, which is like.
Being the podcast?
No, not this.
Oh.
No, about like my.
Me?
My anthropological studies.
Oh.
Which is like, okay.
Doing this project.
Which is like, one, I'm like, am I condoning this behavior in a way? Because as soon as they bring it up, I kind of stop talking. I just stop talking to them. Should I start doing vigilante work on this website?
Girl.
And being like, I actually think you need to go to a hospital. I think you need to go to like a psych hospital.
You're gonna start like, being
or kill yourself.
The bait young adult.
Oh my
on
God.
That. What's this, that fucking show? What was it used to be called? Dateline.
Dateline, but also what's the other one? Oh, wait, with John Kionis. Or no,
maybe
that's the other thing.
What where the man comes in and says, "Were you talking to the blah blah?"
Yeah, it's Dateline.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is what I'm saying, and this is what I kind of want to talk about. Let's shift to pedophilia.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry, but. Okay, so that's my story about that. Oh, well, here's a funny thing about this. This I just wanted to bring it up. And then we'll go back to the way the conversation was going. Sorry. I recently talked to a guy who where he was like, you know, some like in some semi-professional domination situation.
Semi-professional.
Yeah, like he seemed to like semi-professionally like be a dom.
Oh.
In whatever that means, in whatever way that means.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't seem like he was like interested in, I guess he just acts like it's a job. But there's no money involved.
I'm hearing unemployed.
Yeah, it's giving it for sure.
Wait, no money involved.
It seemed like there wasn't money involved.
But so in what way is it professional?
That you have to schedule a time with him and things like that.
He's just organized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he just acted like it was a job.
He just has, he just uses the calendar app on his phone.
Yeah, which honestly, like, I respect.
Yeah.
So,
And he's booked and busy.
Well, no, because
he's popular.
No, exactly, because he says, like, oh, I don't know if I can take you on. You know, I have 4 subs already, you know, okay. Whatever. And it's like, God, can I get, like, like, is
semi-committed
my insurance
arrangements.
Cover? Yeah, it's like, God.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
My insurance gonna, yeah.
This man, like, he's like, give me your phone number and, you know, we can text him whatever. And I'm like, I don't know, I was feeling mischievous
mm-hmm.
at the time or something. So, I don't know, I gave him my phone number, which I don't do on that site. Like, I never go off-site with that.
Wait, which site was this?
I'm gonna kill you.
It was the same.
No, it's the chat room.
It's still in the chat rooms?
Yes.
Because this just sounds like Grindr.
Yeah, no, but it's.
But he was talking to a woman.
He was talking to a woman.
Oh.
Which I'm like, okay, this is the thing. I am so much. Well, we don't need to get into my personal situations, but like, I get a dom sub situation with, like, betwixt men.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying. When I'm. From the perspective of a woman, mm-hmm. when I'm, like, talking to these men, I'm like, oh, so you love violence against women.
No, yeah.
I mean, there's no, like, as much as that sounds like a joke, I actually, like, genuinely think that. I'm just like, I actually think there's no ethical domination of women sexually.
No.
I can't. It's not right.
I'm going to say things, and they're going to sound flagrant but true.
Okay.
It's the same as race play to me.
Oh, for sure. It's okay, that's not even.
And also, again, I'm just going to say what I'm going to say because it's my truth. We're talking our truth here. We're mm-hmm. sharing our truth. Mm-hmm. These topics that you've brought up, except dog fucking, these other topics, if it's between two men.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Okay, no. Not the pedophilia.
Oh, not that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not.
No, not that.
Oh, that's not.
Not the fracking.
No, literally. Oh, the fracking? Literally.
If you outlaw pedophilia, Donald Trump.
Who are gay men going to have sex
Don't with? Finish that sentence.
That's crazy.
Don't finish that sentence.
No, but we're going to talk about that in a second because I did have to talk about that.
Well, I actually have a lot of thoughts about that too, actually.
I know.
However, so I guess let me be specific.
Yeah, but why don't you go ahead and put some tact on there?
When it comes to dom, sub, whatever, and I'm just going to say it, when it comes to incest, if it's two adult gay men.
Consenting adult gay men?
Consenting adult gay men doing that Big Dipper story, that clip that just got recirculated during his recent cancellation where, and it's like, sorry that I knew about these things months and months before all of y'all, because I used to be a sloppy seconds listener, but Big Dipper has this hysterical but also crazy story where he is at a hookup, and as all gay men do, by the way, because all gay men have been acting incestuous this whole time, they were doing a lot of calling him daddy. Where, like, have we never interrogated that? The dad.
What the fuck are you saying?
Calling a man you think is attractive daddy is incestuous. It always has been. Daddy, as in your father.
We've had a cultural desensitization to that word in the last 10 years. Because I remember when I was younger,
yeah,
people would still be like, girl, ew, what the fuck?
Exactly.
But we've somehow, it's been pushed on us somewhere by Big Pharma or something.
By Big
and now
Incest.
Everyone's used to daddy.
Big Pharma, Big Incest, and Big Dipper. And
episode title. Okay, wait.
But it's the same with Big Mommy Milkers and mommy.
No, because
but no.
You're right.
Yeah, right. But let me finish because you're gonna take it somewhere. And so
no,
he
was relevant.
And so he was at a hookup. And it was giving very, like, daddy, et cetera.
Okay.
And then... And
okay,
so,
someone was calling Big Dipper daddy.
No.
Oh.
Big Dipper was little son.
Big Dipper. Because the hookup was saying...
Oh, wow.
And all of y'all can Google the Big Dipper.
I love the unlimitlessness of the human, like, imagination.
Oh, yeah. To imagine that Big Dipper is anyone's son.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But you can all, the clip is easily findable, but I'll recreate it for the listener here in case. Because the top was being like, yeah, you like daddy's dick, you like daddy's dick, as mm-hmm. we want to do. Uh-huh. And Big Dipper being like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the top went, yeah, you like daddy's dick. That's the dick that made you.
Oh, I actually remember this.
And
now.
Dipper was like, yeah. And he, well, at the time
at
of telling
that point,
this,
you have to, you're in the fantasy, you have to just
no yeah and know. At the time of telling the story, he said he went along with it, yeah, as all of us, many of us probably would.
We have.
And he even said, like, and then at the end he said, I love you, son.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And Dipper said, I love you too, daddy.
Oh wow. Okay. No, here's the thing.
So as I've been saying,
yeah, I thought you were gonna say at the end he was like, he dropped me off at my baseball game.
Right.
Yeah. He came to the parent-teacher conference.
Yeah.
So, no, because, okay, you talking about that, this is what I was saying, right? With the, here's where I'm going to flip it on the girls.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is, when you're a straight woman, and you're talking to a straight man, mm-hmm. and calling him daddy, and being his whatever, he's not saying daughter to you.
No.
However, when you are a gay man doing it to another gay man, he is calling you son.
He's calling you buddy.
Most of the time, he's calling you son.
He's calling you. Well, is he using the word son?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
Because in all the,
I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
he is using son, and I'm that's where like, I kind of have been like, okay, I don't know about that.
I'm used to the porn, the use of the term buddy being thrown around a lot.
Yeah, but that is like. That's not, it's not realistic.
Or even just like boy.
It's just not realistic. Yeah, boy sometimes.
Yeah.
But.
And all that being said,
but these men are out here. I'll show you. I'll pull it up right now.
Yeah.
These men are out here calling me son.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking to that many, you know,
which is problematic.
It's literally problematic. I'm like,
because you're being misgendered.
Oh, me. Yeah. No, first of all,
yeah,
let's talk about that. No, like they use that. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm literally, you're not my father.
You're not my father.
Like,
I won't listen to you.
Yeah, like, it's not. I'm not. But that,
as Lana Banana Del Rey said, nobody's son, nobody's daughter.
That to me is like the peek behind the curtain where I'm like, okay, yeah, I, as everyone else was desensitized to daddy.
Yeah.
But when they pull out the son, I'm like, girl.
No, that's when you do
that's
take
a
it.
Reminder.
Yeah, that's when you on. Take it into the realm.
What realm?
The realm of
the shadow realm.
It the realm.
I banish him.
The realm of deep awareness of what we've wrought.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's why I say, when it comes to gay men and these topics of which I named, I'm like, I can't be shocked by it, because I'm like, yeah, girl.
Right.
They're out here. We're out here.
Because, like, okay,
not that there's any gay men in the
room. Yeah, well, this is going to sound crazy. Or maybe it won't to you two fucking idiots that share the same brain cell as me.
Yeah.
But, like, isn't homosexuality, like, has an inherent air of incest? It's inherently incestuous in a way, because it's, like, incestuous on the level of, like, set, like, of, like, the human sex, you know, like,
this might be,
is that crazy?
This actually might be a Rorschach test.
Okay.
Because to me, it's inherently narcissistic above all things.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure.
But above all things, even before incestuous.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I think it's the same. It's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I just think gay guys are neat.
Oh my god.
I like it when guys touch each other.
Yeah.
Sue me.
And that's why
I can't relate.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
No. And that's why you will never see me asking to borrow any of your pills while y'all go on your journeys. I'm gonna stay right here.
Girl.
But I will be asking to borrow your fiber pills.
Those probiotics.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So,
but the main
point being,
when it's a man talking to a woman, die.
No, okay, no.
And there's
okay,
no,
exactly.
It,
Let's
it's,
go back.
It's immediately night and day different to me.
Yes.
Dark, for, like,
it's
absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, it's literally like the thing where it's like, you, like, white people can't be, like, there's no such thing as reverse racism.
Right.
Where it's like, they're, the power imbalance that
yes.
already exists societally
yes.
betwixt men and women
mm-hmm.
does not, it cannot uphold this dynamic.
Yeah.
There's just no getting past it.
Yeah. It's just not right.
Yeah.
I don't, and like, and not to like, you know, speak for women, which I've been doing for the past 20 minutes, but
I thought you were gonna say 20 years.
Yeah, that too. But it's like, okay, I'm sure, I mean, I'm not sure, I've seen it. There are plenty of women who are sexually into, like, you know, being abused, you know,
yeah.
any sort of, you know, abuse, humiliation, whatever, or like being
BDSM.
Yeah, being dominated in any way, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I'm one of them. But it's like, okay, I don't want to rob women of their autonomy and be like, girl, no.
Right.
Don't do that. But, like, I have to think that, like, maybe in a utopia, this form of sex wouldn't even exist. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's a conversation that people aren't ready for.
Like, I'm not being a purist or whatever. Like, I'm pro kink and everything and whatever
kink.
And like, I want people to have fun, but like, I really do sometimes have to think that, especially when I'm in the throes of like this experiment, I'm like, you know, I can't help but feel like this entire fantasy that we're peddling at this moment is like, has been wrought on, been wrought up, what is the phrase,
I don't know,
okay, has been brought on by men Like, they brainwashed women into, like, wanting to be dominated sexually.
Maybe.
You know? Like, in a roundabout social way.
Because I'm so sure there's the TikTok out there that's going to be like, what you didn't know is that women invented BDSM.
Right. It has a rich historical, like...
Yeah. I love when there's a rich history.
Yeah. There's always a rich and also secret sometimes history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... You know, whatever. But I think it's not crazy to just say that, like, you know, there's an underlying element there of that, certainly.
Because it might sound like sex shaming and kink shaming, which, by the way, you already stated your position on that. I'm here to shame everyone's kinks.
Yeah.
Especially my own.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and say, yeah, let's examine why you want to get beat up.
Yeah. No, literally.
let's
actually look into it for a second. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I want to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's concerning. And, like, honestly, when I look at myself personally, I can pretty much pinpoint why I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
So, and that's not good. And the reason is not good. So, you know, I'm just saying, maybe look inwards a bit.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of, I mean, listen, maybe even some things I've said on this podcast, this very episode, there's plenty of things where I look at myself and I go, yeah, I'm a pretty textbook case of why I would say what I just said.
Exactly.
And for better and worse, usually worse, but hey, whatever. Hey,
whatever. So, you know, that's why I feel a bit conflicted with doing this, is that I'm like, am I perpetuating violence against women by pretending to be a woman and, like, engaging in this fantasy for a few minutes?
I think perpetuating is too strong a word. Or it's like in the way
I've
that
reached millions of men, though. I think a small town of men have talked to this woman.
Yeah. No, like, I'm not here to absolve you, and because
please.
you know in all ways all I'm trying to ever do is sabotage you.
Yeah, I know.
I think that you're perpetuating it to the same degree that, like, when I throw away a plastic straw, I'm perpetuating global warming.
You know? Okay, yeah. I should be tackling the corporations that are behind this.
Yeah. It's the corporations dumping the pedophilia into the waters.
Exactly.
And actually, if we look at that Epstein list, let's see how many of those CEOs are on there.
Hello.
That may not have been a joke.
Sorry. Let me finish up two plot points that I have been skirting around, and then I will shut the fuck up. One is that back to the man that I was talking about, who was, like, semi-professional,
who was, like, moving your kids with me.
He wasn't the same one.
Right.
He was just like a dom.
Right. Right.
He actually seemed more normal than most of them.
It sounds like it.
But girl, why was he? So I gave him my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, what the fuck does he want? Why does he text me? I have never responded to this man through text. In fact, I, like, haven't talked to him for weeks. Every day, I'm not kidding, every single day, this man texts me and just a single image every day. And they are, I don't know if he is the one producing them or if someone else in his community is the, you know, designated maker of these images.
A chill went up my spine.
It's not scary.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. It's funny.
Okay. Ooh. I didn't know how dark this was gonna get.
I know. Every day of the week, it's an image of, like, you know, some random, like, porn photo relating to the image.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, happy something something day of the week.
Oh.
Okay. So why is this man sending me a message every fucking Monday every Thursday that says happy deep throat Thursday? And it's like a picture of, like, you know, a girl, like, deep throating.
Period.
Why is he sending me happy CNC Friday?
CNC?
Cuckin'.
Oh, y'all don't know about that.
Cuckin' cum?
Y'all don't know about that.
Consensual non-consent.
Yes.
Oh,
girl,
which day of the week is that?
You would love to know.
Yeah.
Sunday, I think.
The Lord's Day.
I know. It's like happy CNC Sunday.
Damn.
And it's like a picture of like a girl like
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. No,
and Saturday.
And Saturday. The consent is getting non-consensual.
No, like, it's crazy. And it's like a picture of a girl like tied up or something.
Jesus Christ.
Every fucking day I get these messages and I'm obsessed and not, with it.
And not like
because I am
a
like,
group sent to thousands of numbers.
I think at this point in like 2024, we can't maybe see if he does that.
Oh.
You know, like I think you can send a message
what
to multiple people.
What is it called
people.
On email? Like BCC?
Yeah. Where like you don't see
BCC.
That it's like other. But look at this.
Big consensual consent.
Yeah. Why am I getting this every day?
Period. For the listener at home, the image
I'll
is
describe
of
it.
Oh.
Okay. It says tie you up Tuesday and it's a grayscale.
First of all,
harrowing grayscale photo of, yeah. of a woman tied up. You know what? Let's just say that.
Yeah. Head down, ass up.
Yeah. Where's this one? Oh, here's happy CNC Sunday.
Would you love me if I was a worm?
Yeah, it's a woman
taped up
with duct tape, like a worm.
Like a worm.
And it says happy CNC Sunday. So, you know, I love the camp.
Oh yeah.
Of this man.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. This is what I'm saying. I can't give this shit up.
It's giving
because
like
when would I ever see this shit? Otherwise,
it's giving like office email,
exactly.
Hallmark
like,
card.
You're literally like corporationifying mm-hmm. like your sex life, and I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah,
I think it's so funny.
It makes me think of when people share those texts from their drug dealers that are like "Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Here's the menu today.
Yeah.
And if you like." Pay this much and this mm-hmm. much, you'll get a little red shaped Harley Pop with your
yeah, yeah.
Like it's just very
I'm
like
doing a little deal, yeah.
Like very charming and quaint and
yes,
cute.
I love it. It's like, so funny. And I'm like, honestly, like I trust this man.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's semi-professional.
Yeah, he's semi-professional. So
deeply organized.
Yeah. So you know, I love a man who takes his life seriously like that.
Yeah.
In a way, you know? You know, this isn't just like come move in with me in Missouri.
Oh my
it's
god!
It's like you know, let's. I'm sending you a work email. You can get in on the newsletter.
Yes.
You know, so I love that. The other thing that I wanted to finish up talking about was.
Please say it's not about the dogs.
No, it's not about the dogs.
Okay.
I did want to talk a little bit more about pedophilia in the homosexual lifestyle, sort of. Here's what I have to say. I feel like I am plagued on the internet with videos. I'm sure we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But, like, personally, between us, I am plagued on the internet with content of vigilante predator hunters.
Okay.
Where, you know, they're doing... Like you were saying with Dateline, where mm-hmm. it's not for a TV show. It's just for a YouTube channel or it's for a TikTok account.
Oh, God.
Where, you know, they're doing entrapment. They're doing, you know, whatever. They're doing public like public shaming and like whatever. There's so many things I could talk about with these things where it's like, first of all. Obviously, I don't condone pedophilia.
Right.
In fact, I think any pedophile should die.
Yeah.
But here's my nuance about it, which is that first of all, the men, because let me trust the Duchess that it's always a group of men
mm-hmm.
doing this. Okay.
The vigilantes.
Always a group of men. First of all, you want to be a cop so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should die.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one that needs to die as well. Okay, the non-cop cop behavior, let's give it up.
We could have a whole podcast.
Yeah, we sure could.
About the non-cop cop behavior on the internet.
Yeah. Okay. So I've had
and I'm
of
implicating
that.
All of you.
I've had enough of that. And like this is like genuine like law, like levels of like doing law enforcement.
Right. Right.
When you're not a cop.
Yeah.
Like it's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Second of all. Why are you so often targeting men who are preying on boys.
Mm-hmm.
That is a whistle to me.
Yeah.
That you are, I mean, this seems obvious, but apparently not to everyone. You know, infamously, the gay community has been at the hands, at the, you know, accused of being groomers, being whatever, blah, blah, blah. You mm-hmm. know, always pedophile, you know, targeting groomers, children, being a pedophile.
Drag is dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Different.
Well,
different
I agree
episode.
With that one.
Yeah.
And so to me, seeing a group of like dads against predators.
Girl.
Literally only targeting gay men.
Yeah.
That don't sit right with me.
It's just, I'm just not convinced.
Group of fathers that you're trying to protect the community.
Yeah.
Because
it's giving good old fashioned gay bashers
literally
roaming the streets
good old
for
fashioned
someone to fucking tie up. Like,
literally the Snowtown murderer guy. You know,
no,
the Australian guy.
Yes.
Literally, like, it's giving that, like, it's giving I am literally trying to, like, make our community better by killing, like, every gay man because they're a pedophile.
Right.
Like, literally, that's like what, you know, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Or like used to. So I'm not saying that, you know, you didn't catch these men doing, you know, something wrong.
Because are
if,
they?
If you did, I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking into it really that
right.
much. I'm not looking into it like that. Because I just hate the content anyway. It's
yeah.
just like crazy.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. But
the sort of like narrative that is being presented by what is being selected to present.
Exactly.
And just, yeah, specifically doing that and less highlighting abuse of girls.
Okay, right. So that's what I'm getting at. Mm. Which is that, okay, whatever. I'm not saying that if, you know, you caught this gay man talking to someone who he thought was 13 on Grindr or whatever and, like, you know, was inviting him over to his hotel room. I'm not saying that that's not wrong.
Right.
But I question you on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially since you're a fucking freak and making content about it. Because
yeah.
anyone who makes content needs to die. As well.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no.
To not even talk about that.
Yeah, to not even get into it. Once you're making content of anything, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Okay. But.
Oh.
Yeah. The final thing is, I'm in the mines seeing the real pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And who would have guessed it's straight men?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an undeniable fact.
It's tale as old as time.
Like,
it's,
I mean,
like,
can we be fucking for real for one fucking second?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that all those fathers.
Oh, my God.
Those vigilante fathers.
Yeah.
They're all pedophiles.
No, like, it feels.
I mean, because not even to speak about the projection
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. It feels cliche to bring up projecting
yeah.
and projection.
Yeah.
But, like, girl. But
girl, read the room. Like,
yeah.
it's for real.
Yeah.
Like, y'all. I'm sorry, but any straight man you know is a pedophile.
I mean,
like, I mean, hello.
No,
I mean, is that crazy to say? Like, it's not true, obviously, but
it's
not literally true, but
girl, straight men, it's somehow after all these decades and centuries, y'all still don't realize how actually dark straight men are.
No, truly.
I'm not joking.
Here's where I'm going to really get canceled.
Yeah.
I think feminism. desensitized us to the horrors of straight men. I think the modern wave of feminism
yeah.
really did bad work in humanizing straight men.
No, yeah.
I actually think that it went a bit too far.
Yeah, I don't even
I think it went a bit fucking too far. Because I'm in the mines.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing this shit. Not to say, like, I'm a fake woman and I'm, you know.
Right,
but
right.
But I'm, girl, I can show you the evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, these men are logging in at the end of the day. After their fucking job at fucking Shell gas station.
Ooh.
and they're literally getting online and trying to find a woman to move in her children so he can fuck them.
Girl.
I mean, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, and I don't even think it's a cancelable offense to say that the feminism that we have grown up with, specifically us in our time, lost the goddamn plot.
Period.
For sure. And again, it's cliche at this point to just blame Taylor Swift for everything.
Oh.
But
I'm not past that.
But I think she's an arch demon of it. I think.
Oh, yeah. For
I,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Because and again, this is going to sound. I'm not going to say that this is like the bell that tolled to signal the end. I'll just say that for me specifically, I was and still am deeply disturbed by the dudes rock movement. I think that for the kind of fucking feminism I grew up with on Tumblr, everyone seemed to pivot to this dudes rock phrase mm-hmm. pretty quickly.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
So whenever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a phrase that's meant to be like a, like sort of a, let's celebrate and clap for the non-toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Right.
And
I mean,
the
yeah.
question is the non-toxic masculinity in the room with us right now?
Yeah, I can ascertain that, but I don't think I've ever really seen that.
It'll always be people, like, it'll be a video of, like, a man who, like,
I see what you mean.
Who, like, shoots a firework out of his ass,
yeah, he
literally.
Turns his fucking kid's toilet into R2-D2.
Yeah, yeah. Or, well, because even that is, like, I mean, yeah, that still applies, but it's usually, like, masculine men
yeah.
doing
he's like walking his dog
straight but no it not walking his dog but like putting his dog on a skateboard. There's not a dog involved. Let's stay away from dogs. But it'll be like, you know, a man like doing a skateboard trick off of like three cars in a row or something, or like
oh.
or men performing like a stupid stunt that only stupid straight men would do
uh-huh.
outside, and people will be
oh.
like dudes rock.
Oh.
Or like grilling the world's biggest watermelon. And people will be like, dudes rock.
Oh my god.
Like things that only fucking stupid ass straight men would think of to even conceive
because
of.
Because like it's inherently because like it's just seemingly harmless.
It's seemingly harmless masculinity.
Okay. I see what you mean. Okay, so everything has to it has to be like, it's not just like a random feat, it's like a masculine
it's
feat.
Specifically masculine.
Yeah, okay.
And so-called feminists love to say dudes rock and throw that around. And I'm like, you can't.
I never heard that.
And it is me getting too deep, but it's also me being like identifying the symptom before you're coughing up blood. And let's address this before you're oozing blood out of all your pores.
Right.
We can't just jump on this dude's rock thing. even as harmless as it may seem,
mm-hmm.
me growing up, I thought we were all feminists, and all of a sudden we're willing to say dudes rock. Dudes have not earned rock yet. Okay.
In fact, I don't think they rock at all.
That's literally how I feel.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, straight men are literally the worst fucking people in the world. I don't want to see any of you saying anything nice about them ever.
Like, it seems so, like, it's so crazy to be, like, saying this now is, like, controversial.
Yes.
But, like, certainly other people must feel this way.
Tumblr circa 2013.
Would
we
never.
We were all ready.
They would
to,
never.
We were ready to castrate all of them.
No, literally. It was
what
mass,
happened?
It was mass castration.
Yeah.
No, I seriously, like. Yes, I feel the same exact way.
Just woobifying them and like
small beanifying. Literally every no, because genuinely, it's like this. It's like feminism acted to like. They couldn't really this. I don't know. I mean, feminism has done so many things. Blah blah blah. Whatever. But like, feminism couldn't fix them,
right?
In any meaningful way. So it said, okay, you know what? Let's just celebrate them. Let's just paint them in a way that tricks us into thinking that they're harmless.
Yeah. It's like, and I'm sure it has some sort of like, this is also the like fallout of like the soft boy.
No, okay, and thing. I don't even want to get into that because I want to do a whole episode on that.
Yeah.
But exactly. This is like, no, this is what it has wrought.
Yeah.
is the soft boy golden retriever boyfriend behavior.
Yes.
The men wearing a beanie with patchwork tattoos.
Yeah.
Making TikTok videos being like, I'm so crazy because I look like this, but I listen to Phoebe Bridgers and cry in the bathroom.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I will actually beat you to death.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I have never once not found you threatening, and no matter what you do, I will never not find you threatening.
Yeah.
I think you have the capacity for evil, and I think it is within you.
Yeah.
And I think that you should, it needs to be expelled in a way that has gone far beyond what feminism can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking into dark magic at this point.
Yeah.
I'm looking into like sacrificial ritualistic, like I'm looking into archaic gynocentric pseudo religions.
Period.
Like, it, at this point, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
We cannot say dudes rock.
No.
And think anything's going
to
happen.
Because those same men that I'm thinking of that people are saying dudes rock to, who are like driving their motorcycle off a ramp into a lake. It's like, I know damn well if these aren't literally the same men going home to those chat rooms you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know about their dating history.
Oh, for sure.
I would love.
For sure.
That's all.
I would love to see how many women you've beaten up in your life.
And what I'm not going to get into is the amount of people in specific who I see say this who are bi women with boyfriends. But
hello. Okay.
Can I take us back to...
Please. We got to get out of here. We got to get off of this.
Of the earlier themes about men and incest, specifically heterosexual incest.
Is it time for slim pickings?
I thought you were going to take it farther back, but oh, great.
It's time for slim pickings.
My favorite.
Who the fuck passed you the mic?
What is the actual cadence of that line?
Please? It's that.
Oh, like
bitch,
that?
I played it for you.
I can't remember.
Do well, it. We'll put it on after.
Oh my God.
We're not paying for the rights on the podcast.
We're going to get a copyright strike.
No, someone just do it. That's what I'm saying. Okay, whatever.
But the slim picking bi-weekly quotes from an Eminem song for this week is from a song entitled I'm Back. And this is going to be a lot of lines to get the full point, so
oh
bear
my
with
God.
Me. So I just throw up a middle finger and let it linger longer than the rumor that I was sticking it to Christina. Because if I ever stuck it to any singer in showbiz, it'd be Jennifer Lopez. And Puffy, you know this. I'm sorry, Puff, but I don't give a fuck. If this chick was my own mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber and come inside her and have a son and a new brother all at the same time and just say that it ain't mine.
He's an artist.
Okay. Get the fuck into it.
And this is what I'm saying.
Bitch.
And after everything we ever said, when men can turn their evil into a serve like that.
Yeah.
No, he's cunt.
It's
he's cuntier than almost any drag
Maybe
queen.
I found one dude who rocks, okay?
No, literally.
He fucking rocks.
No, that's fucking crazy. No, because at least, because if you can take it there.
Girl.
If you can take it there, you can serve like that. No, that's what I was, that's what I was going to say. And I'm going to say this very briefly, and then I'm going to shut the fuck up for real. Recently, I talked to a guy in one of the chat rooms. Why did this man send me the most insane long paragraphs of like sexual role play stuff that was so creatively written and fascinating and like amazing that I literally was like, I have to steal this and do something with this. Like, this is so genius.
Because he's never going to publish it anywhere.
The thing is, he might have.
Oh.
Because he did mention, like, well, me, Lim, okay, him being like, you know, him sending all that and then me being like, me breaking character and being like, what a wordsmith you are.
Right.
And him being like, yeah, I've had a couple, like, non-erotic publications before or whatever, so I'm like, damn.
Did we publish them?
No, literally. So I was like, I have a couple places that I could think you could,
right,
you know, get a couple more publications if you want to just copy and paste this right now.
Yeah.
Because it was fascinating.
My friend has this lit mag.
No, literally. I was like, I'm about 5 seconds away from doing that.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, actually, this person seems a bit crazy.
Right.
But then, you know, whatever.
As if we published.
I know. But like when a straight man can just turn it all the way around into a serve.
Yeah.
We love.
No, that's Jake Cannavale. I've fucking been saying this fucking poetry.
He's not straight.
Baby.
No.
Yes, he is. The poems that I've been sending you.
No.
Yes, he is.
Bisexual at the least.
Oh, I'm sure that he's had experiences with men.
Girl.
But he's straight.
Those images.
Those poems?
Those poems. No, he's not.
Where he's talking about women
in
the poems?
How have you confirmed it? Oh, because I don't read that far. Because he goes, Darla has a... Okay, sorry.
Because you don't watch anything I send you.
Okay, the one time you sent me his video, I was so... It was so erotically charged,
yes,
that I could not, like, finish it.
No, it's like he overwhelms you. But they're about women.
That's actually
explicitly
crazy. No.
Yes.
I'm thinking of
his
Instagram feed, like the pictures I'm seeing. Like, he's at the gay clubs.
No, he's not.
He's at the straight clubs?
I don't know.
He's at the billiards tables?
Yes.
Yeah. He's at the pool hall?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's crazy.
No, the thing is, like, I'm sure that he's not just straight. But, like...
It was not giving.
But his poems are about women, and he...
Damn, I want him.
No, I... We can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, once again, I'm not beating the allegations that I want to just steal, like, literally body snatch Macy Rodman.
Yeah.
But when she said on that podcast, like, when she was introducing him as for the first time to, like, Theta and the listeners, mm-hmm, and literally finished every sentence with, and I will marry him one day, and me being like, yeah, let me look this guy up, and being like, oh.
I'm literally like... Why have we just established? Why have we just identified three dudes who do in fact rock?
Who do in fact rock?
Okay, well,
it's because what you said.
What I said.
That he flips it around into a serve.
Yeah,
and he has big eyebrows, and that's enough for me.
Exactly.
I like big features on men, and no, not that. I'm big facial features.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love a thick eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like a unibrow.
Hello.
I can get into a unibrow for
hello. Me.
Anyway.